with Kate. Sheffield Probation Service has received a damning inspection report. It's been rated inadequate after scoring just 1 point out of a possible 27. The inspector had concerns over levels of staffing, caseload management, and the ability of the service to keep people from harm and to provide access to appropriate rehabilitation. Helen Beresford is from NACRO. It's a charity which works with offenders to help them reintegrate themselves into society. She's been giving her reaction to this highly critical report.
Well, anybody, I think, reading this report will share concerns about the findings that the inspector set out. There are a number of different aspects to this, and I think some of the themes are not just particular to Sheffield Probation, but they are absolutely themes that we're seeing across the probation service more generally. There's a huge challenge on the probation service. It's a service under huge amounts of pressure at the minute. And one of the particular themes that's been highlighted here in another recent probation inspectorate report around the challenges of staffing.
One particular concern as well was that the failure to liaise with police and children's services in a significant number of cases. Can you explain why that's so important then?
Absolutely. I mean, probation plays a really important role in both assessing the risk of people and protecting the public. And as you say, one of the findings in the report was that efforts to keep the public safe may have been weakened, particularly around women and children at risk of abuse, because information wasn't collected and gathered from other agencies. Now, multi-agency working is absolutely critical for probation and other services working in the criminal justice field. It's really important in ensuring both the person who has been released from prison or is under supervision is able to get the support that they need to reduce their risk of reoffending and move on, but also to ensure that we are protecting people from being future or potential victims. So it's a really important finding, and clearly the issues that the report has highlighted around staffing, around other challenges to the system, are having an impact on that.
Staffing, you mentioned again, particularly in areas of service, they needed experienced staff, and of course they aren't there. How much of a concern is that then?
I mean, I think this is something we're seeing across the wider probation service. We're seeing many reports which are highlighting the huge challenges that probation are facing in recruiting staff, in retaining staff, and obviously the implication and the impact that has on individual members of staff is huge, because the ones that remain are the ones who have really high caseloads. They have lots of work to do, lots of responsibility. And we know this. I mean, at NACRO, we work with probation services both in Sheffield but also across the country. And we see how hard those staff are working, and they're doing the best that they can. But actually, the pressure is huge in terms of the workload that they need to cover. And as you say, the level of experience is a really important factor in that. So one of the priorities that will need to be how to recruit and retain and keep those staff and develop and train so more staff have the experience to work in this field. But it's not just a problem. I mean, this isn't just a problem for probation. We're seeing this across many service, frontline service delivery areas, that actually staffing challenges are one of the biggest challenges.
Now, your charity does a lot of work helping offenders resettle back into the community. How important is it that the probation service is working well then, Helen?
Well, it's absolutely critical. Probation is an absolutely critical public service. You know, it provides really important work in reducing reoffending and protecting the public. And in fact, we often find ourselves only really talking about it when something goes wrong, but actually it's a critical service every day of the year, and it provides really important work. So it has to work. It's fundamental to the criminal justice service working effectively, and I think that's one of the most important points here, is ensure that there is a recognition of how important a role probation plays, both in the criminal justice system, but in our wider kind of community support services, and ensure that that recognition then plays through into how we resource and give capacity to the services. We know through our work that we will help people who have come out of prison or under probation supervision with a range of support services, like many other charities do. We work really closely with probation. You know, they will refer people to us to help get the kind of the really important services they need. But reports like this will reflect that actually some of that, some of the availability of that is not being taken up, referrals aren't necessarily being made. So actually it's just so crucial that probation works effectively.
So that's Helen Beresford from the charity NACRO. We contacted the Ministry of Justice for their response and we got this statement from them. We've taken immediate action to address the issues raised by inspectors, including additional training for staff to improve risk assessments and more regularly quality checks on management plans for offenders. We're also investing an extra £155 million a year into the probation service and recruiting record numbers of staff to deliver tougher supervision and keep the public safe. BBC